Welcome to MTB Cast. My name is Joe Polk. Today, Sunday, June 12th, 2016, you're listening to our coverage of the Tour Divide, the toughest mountain bike race in the world, as bike packers make their way from Banff, Alberta, Canada, to the Mexican border, Antelope Wells, New Mexico, all self-supported. And this is day number three. Lots of stuff going on today. One thing we didn't really hear clearly on Josh Cotto's call as he got to Whitefish yesterday was that he mentioned, and you could hear him talk a little bit about how a truck came down the road there and kind of came toward him. He had to like go off the road. Well, in that incident, he tweaked his knee pretty good. And Angler down at Ovando mentioned that he was a little bit shaken up about that. You hate to think that anybody's deliberately coming at you, but that's the way it looked. And who knows what was going on in that vehicle? Hopefully we'd like to think that there wasn't something deliberate, but you never know. So he's favoring that leg a little bit, and so we'll see how things play out. But he's still doing very well. He's out now on the route, headed toward Lincoln. So he's between Ovando and Lincoln. Liam Crowley is back behind him. He just left Ovando. Stefan Martins is in Ovando. But our leader, Mike Hall, is way up on Empire Creek Road. So he's way out ahead right now. I say way out. I mean, anything. This is way soon in the race. Anything could happen, and Josh could find himself closing that gap at some point. But Mike Hall is out there on his own. He's got a little bit of a gap heading toward Helena. We had several calls today. If you didn't get them on mtbcast.com or via the app, we'll true them up for you in just a moment. We heard from David Phillips, Michael Devitt, Dave Reek. Randy Neal calls and talks about an encounter with a juvenile bear that charged them. My understanding is that this bear has been tagged as a nuisance bear, so hopefully he doesn't charge anybody else. We also heard from Bob High. He said he and the guys he's with apparently are being sweepers, and they're picking up some things that people have dropped, including a spot. So we'll have to try to figure out whose that was. And then finally this evening, we heard from Josh Waters.
Hey, MTB Cast. This is David Phillips, DP on Track Leaders, Tour Divide 2016. And I am in Sparwood at the end of day two. Wow. Yeah. So I think I read in one of the previous versions of or editions of the Cordillera that the first time you do the Tour Divide, you're not really racing, you're learning. And I have learned so many valuable lessons already, not the least of which is when you're packing your stuff and you think you have everything, always go back and check all the places where you stash your stuff. When I got to the Y, I discovered that my down jacket was missing. And not wanting to go out into the snow or through the rain and the wind, I had to stay in town until the shops opened on Friday morning. So I got a late start yesterday and rode 8 hours in the wind and the rain and ended up camping out by the Bolton campground. So yeah, that's what I learned today. Let's see. I am grateful for a lot of things. And I'm grateful for this hotel that I'm staying in tonight so I can dry all my stuff out. And I'm grateful for people like Joe Polk and Matt Lee and Scott Morris, who are kind of the puppet masters behind the scenes, taking care of us and taking care of this race and making sure that that it continues. I'm thankful for – this is a silly little thing, but I'm thankful for the guys at the Fastcast in Elkford. What a great family. I asked them, after I spent a bunch of money, I asked them if they had a hose bib to hose down the bike. And one of the sons said, oh, let me call my dad. And 5 minutes later, dad shows up and he hauls the hose out and lets me hose off my bike. Even though there were no other racers around that needed that kind of service. So I just thought that was really cool. So hats off to the guys at the Fastcast in Elkford. I thought that was great. And I'm also extremely thankful for my wife and my son, who are very understanding and very patient with me as I am on this crazy adventure. Anyway, that's it. I think today's song, the song for the day, is from Rush, A Show of Hands, and the song has got to be Marathon. That's the one that's going to get me up in the morning. So stay safe in the trail, everybody. And for all you at home, have fun stalking the dots. Bye.
Hey, everybody. sorry I didn't call last night. My battery was, well, actually I was in a place that didn't need cell service, so it really didn't matter. Wow, long day yesterday. Goodness gracious. Beautiful. Absolutely amazing. Huge amount of navigational errors right out of Sparwood. Just nuts. But ended up being fairly nice weather once the day got rolling. Amazing descent down Cabin Pass. Phenomenal. That was the best. Galton ended up staying about halfway up Galton last night. It was just nuts. I was just running on fumes. It was terrible. So, but had a great climb up to the top today. The descent down Galton was insane as well. And just super fun. Looking forward to a big day. Hope to get to Whitefish tonight. All right. See ya.
This is Dave Reek calling from the bright and sunny town of Elkford. Pretty rough going yesterday. After the first tire failure on Friday, things got significantly worse with the tire, and I ended up booting and sewing multiple times, fixing it with some zip ties and all sorts of crazy things. And eventually at about, I don't know, around 9 o'clock at night, decided I didn't have any more backup options. And so a kindly stranger picked me up and brought me to town. So the plan today is figure out how to get to Fernie, get a tire, get back, and then head back out to milepost or a signpost 113 and start again. So down for the count, but definitely not out. Thanks very much, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Hey, MTB Cast, Joe Polk, and all you guys listening in. This is Randy Neal again. I think my first call was a little bit choppy, but I'm in Sparwood. Got here 11 o'clock this morning. It was amazing. Beautiful skies, beautiful flora and fauna. And, I slept on top of a picnic table and with no rain, finally. And I have to tell you, the word through and through takes on a whole new meaning when it comes to the Canadian Rockies. First day, we were wet through and through, cold, stone to the bone. I did mention that Dave Reek and I had our first brown bear encounter, and the brown bear decided to come at us, and we screamed and yelled. And I had just mentioned that we whistled, but the whistles didn't seem to stop him, and Hey Bear was kind of weird. And so I finally said, you're a big bad bear. And I think he totally appreciated our respect for him. And he took off. Next day, the park rangers, we talked to up on the hill, talked to them. They said they had to pepper ball him, and he's tagged and considered a nuisance juvenile. So I guess it's for wildlife and for kids. Problem children. But I'm going to push on, try to get to Corbin or Flathead Pass as soon as I can. Still going solo. Dave Reek had to probably go off course. But overall, I'm having a good time, and hopefully I'll catch up with someone that'd like to ride. If not, we'll just keep going south. See you guys soon. Thanks again.
Hey, this is Bob High calling in from First Chance, Last Chance Bar. We crossed into the United States, and we're super happy to be in the motherland and with Dylan Selinger and Blake Crouch, and we're apparently the mop-up crew. Everybody's got so decimated from the first day, they're coming unglued. We found a spot on the ground in Wigwam. Some guy just left his whole sleeping backpack in the First Chance, Last Chance, and I don't think he had a beer. So anyway, we're hauling everybody.
He needed a beer, man.
We're hauling everybody's stuff down to Eureka. So if any racers have lost anything, we probably have it, and we're gonna jet clamp it that stuff down to Eureka, and hopefully help everybody to find that stuff. But it's been good since the first day. I almost hit a moose today coming down Gallatin's Pass. That was pretty wild, and saw a couple of bears, but. Other than that, life is good, weather's beautiful, and it's all smiles here at First Chance, Last Chance. So Thank you guys so much. We'll catch you next time.
Josh Waters calling in from Eureka, Montana. So glad to be back in the United States. After leaving Sparwood yesterday, long paved climb, and then, of course, the Canadian Flathead section, really wet, pushed all the way to Wigwam last night, Wigwam Campground, little tiny place, and super wet, woke up not just shivering, but borderline hypothermic. Got up as early as I could, pushed through Dalton Pass, up the wall, up, and down. And now past Roosevelt and Eureka for a needed rest. A little bit of recovery, tend to bike and body issues. But spirits are good, hoping for whitefish tomorrow. Thanks.
That's our true up of calls from day number three. If you're not following the race on trackleaders.com, you're missing out on the blue dots, but be sure and go out and check that out. Go out to bikepacking.net because Angler down there in Ovando is posting a lot of information and pictures as the riders come in. And other folks are posting some pictures from the start and from Mount Shark. Lots of great pictures out there. So definitely check out bikepacking.net. Look for the Tour Divide 2016 race discussion thread. Hope you had a great weekend. We kick off the work week tomorrow, but hey, hopefully throughout the week you can find a way to get out and get those tires dirty. That's a wrap.
This, like all MTBcast audio, is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license.